In the first Obama administration, two cabinet posts were filled by Latinos, Secretary of Interior Ken Salazar and Secretary of Labor Hilda Solis. Also, former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson was nominated to be Commerce Secretary, but was forced to withdraw. In the second Obama administration, many Latino advocates are calling for even stronger Hispanic representation.
And we expect the president will continue to have, at the very least, two Latino cabinet appointments. But as a coalition, we are renewing our request that he raises the number to a total of three Latino members.
Hector Sanchez is the president of the National Hispanic Leadership Agenda. He says he's working with the administration to develop a catalog of qualified Latino candidates for consideration. Two names that are being talked about, Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villagosa and recently retired San Antonio Congressman Charlie Gonzalez. Sanchez said Gonzalez has been brought up in a number of conversations.
He's a great leader, but we have a very healthy list of names for all the different positions that may be available.
Angelo Falcon, president of the National Institute for Latino Policy, says either is qualified to be Secretary of Commerce or Homeland Security. But Falcon said they're also working on finding qualified Latinos to fill undersecretary positions.
He used this opportunity to also raise the issue of Latino representation in sub-cabinet departments. The Latino community has had a big problem with the federal government under Republicans and Democrats, that we're the most underrepresented group in federal government employment.
Falcon said the biggest concern is that Latinos will not have a place at the White House cabinet table when it's time to cut down the federal budget.
Extremely important for our community to be at the table. It'd be important to have Latinos in key positions in the administration that could weigh in on these very, very controversial issues that are going to have this tremendous impact on our community.
And Falcon said, if you're not at that table, you're on the menu.
After all this hype on the Latino vote, all of a sudden the dust settles and whoop, we're still not at the table.
David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.